Max from Rion Yodan Digital Marketing joins us again here on eRadio today. And last week gave us some very important tips on how important marketing is and the strategy for your business or your brand. And today, more specifically, bulk mailing as a marketing technique. Max, hello and welcome. Are people still using bulk mailing?
Hi, Ian. Yes, I think all of us still get a million mails a day
yep.
trying to sell something to us, some service or thing. So yes, it is still a very useful tool, can be still effective, but unfortunately it is how you use it that makes a lot of a big difference.
So, Max, you know, these businesses, they obviously collect email addresses as they go along, you know, of current clients or even past clients. And then they build up a nice mailing list. And then eventually they end up sending emails about products to the people. How does it work exactly? Is that how it works?
That's one way how it works. And the way that it's supposed to work is that if you make use of a service, say for instance, I go visit a very nice guest house and I check in and I sign the disclaimer and everything, I would like to know, you know, maybe that guest house has specials sometime during the year, and I like to keep up to date with Tani Sunny that is running the guest house, and if she, you know, is telling us about some kind of special. But unfortunately what's happened is a lot of international strategies has turned from very personal communication in terms of keeping your clients interactive and up to date to absolutely just bombarding you with a lot of everything that is available and for sale. So I refer to it as, you know, the American technique is they very much, most of their courses and classes will tell you, you send out 3 to 10 emails a day. And even if just 1% of that client's react to it, then you get some business. The problem with that is that it doesn't consider the cultural differences. And for instance, for the South African market, it is not the best strategy because you can annoy people very easily.
Yeah.
If I get 3 mails a day offering me 3 products on some kind of platform that I did not ask for, I get so annoyed, I unsubscribe from everything. And if I see it comes from that company, it just immediately goes into my trash. Mm. So that can actually do more harm.
Yeah.
And that's very important to consider. What is the cultural behavior like for where you are targeting the strategy and how you're using it? Unfortunately, there's also a lot of bots out there, and just because your contact detail has to be on the internet, on social media, on advertising platforms, these bots just go and grab email addresses, and without having permission, these lists of millions of email addresses then get sold to companies that do this, follow the strategy of just, you know, killing you with all the spam, and they just see if they get a 1% return, they see it as a win, not considering what they are doing to their brand, and they just looking at the bottom line.
Mm.
And that is obviously why the Poppy Act has also come into play in South Africa. So in Europe, they're very good with, you know, with their privacy acts. South Africa's got the Poppy Act now. And if you do not have permission to engage somebody in South Africa, you are actually can be liable for fines because of the Poppy Act, which I think is a very good thing. But something that you need to consider, unfortunately, a lot of us businesses, then fall for the trick. You get approached by somebody, ooh, I've got a list of 100,000 email addresses of potential clients. Pay me X, Y, and Z amount, and you get all this, and you send newsletters, and then you get a lot of stinky replies saying, who gave you the permission to mail me about your service? So that's something that you seriously need to consider. And in South Africa, it actually isn't legal to buy a mailing list like that.
Ah, I see. So, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm in a way, I'm very grateful for this POPI Act because it also protects us from spam calls, which is a very, very big problem. But like you said, these mails do more harm than good, you know, because later on, people, when they see your name, it's connected to a negative feeling of being annoyed and frustrated with those emails, and that makes the chances of them buying anything from you even smaller.
Absolutely, and especially in a culture like South Africa, where Europe countries as well, it's not a strategy to follow for a European market. It's not a strategy to follow for a South African market. If I mail my clients, they know what I'm mailing them is important. And you can see it in the statistics that they actually open my mail. They read what I'm saying. They know it's important because I don't bombard them with just general selling or attempts to sell something. And that's very important to consider. Is what you communicate in terms of newsletters should have a value to the client. I would say that is the first rule. Don't just bombard your clients because you want to sell your product. Look at it out of your client's perspective. And if your client can find value out of what you are offering, then yes, do the bulk mailing option.
Now we get to the bulk mailing, and then for those people use bulk mailing systems. What are you familiar with? What is the most popular bulk mailing system?
I guess probably the most popular one is probably MailChimp.
Yes.
But something else that I want to talk about that a lot of people do not realize, and I actually do still get clients that try and send a marketing email from the Outlook to 1,000 recipients, and then they don't understand why all of it bounces. Mm-hmm. So first of all, that's not legal. And secondly, almost no host allows for, I think the average is about 12 recipients per email. Did you know that, Ian?
No, I've never had that many people on one email. Jeez.
Oh, that's sad. So if you send a mail to, you'll see, if you send a mail to more than 12, well, it depends from service provider to service provider. But if you, so if you send to more than so many, then the receiving server sees, oh, but this mail was sent to 1,000 people, so the likelihood of it being spam is 19%, and it classifies as spam, and or they just flatly refuse to deliver it. And that is why you have to use a bulk mailing system if you want to engage with your clients. You don't want to sit and send to 3,000 people the same mail in batches of 5 at a time. Mm. You know, that's one aspect. The other thing that I've also noticed or seen in the past is, now you're sending a mail with your information to your clients, but the clients' email addresses are all visible as CC'd to each other.
Whoops!
Which isn't there, you're in trouble again. You know, so important that you don't send a mail out where the other recipient's details can be exposed. And that's another reason why you do have to use a bulk mailing system. And then the last point that I want to mention there, Once again, it's a rule, it's not optional, is having the unsubscribe button. In South Africa, if you don't have the button to say unsubscribe, and if you don't honor it, then you are once again liable for a fine and exposed to persecution. Unfortunately, we do get, once I've seen it, we see it a lot, you know, there's a mailing distribution list called newsletter, but then they send out a newsletter for a specific product and they replicate that list, and at the end of the day you have to unsubscribe from that company at all the lists, and you unsubscribe from the one list and then they just duplicate the list and create another bot mailing list, which is actually also illegal.
It's annoying.
It can become quite hairy, but obviously you also want to use a bulk mailing system that allows you that unsubscribe happens automatically. When the client clicks on unsubscribe, you don't want to receive a mail to say, please unsubscribe me. If a client unsubscribes, you want the bulk mailing system to receive that unsubscribe notification and list that, client as unsubscribed.
This Poppy Act is really protecting us in a lot of ways, Max.
It has a lot of benefits. Unfortunately, a lot of people do not adhere to it. And, you know, a lot of people still get away with, I don't know about you, but I get a lot of calls. I go into a security complex and then 2 weeks later I get calls about selling life insurance and I don't know what else, that I don't need just because they got hold of my number. Once again, this buying of information, emails and cell phone numbers, and if you ask them, listen, where did you get my number? They can never tell you.
Yeah, and they make it so obvious because, you apply for something with a bank or whatever, and then next week you've got car insurance people calling you, you've got home loans people calling you, and all of a sudden, where do you all come from right now, and why now, all of a sudden? It's very suspicious, and then they make it so obvious that, hey, obviously the bank shared my details with these people because they think I would be interested in their car insurance or whatever.
Yes.
Not
it's
nice.
Very, very sad. And at the end of the day, we've all got businesses to run. We've all got lives. And I've actually changed my number a couple of times already because you end up taking so many calls that is just marketing calls that you don't have time for anything else.
And Truecaller, have you got Truecaller?
I don't have Truecaller because Truecaller sometimes blocks clients that are legitimate clients and just because they're calling from a VoIP number.
I see.
And I also get that a lot. When I try to contact some of my clients from my VoIP number, it just won't go through, and then I know they've got Truecaller installed and they haven't saved my company number as a legitimate number, then I have to call them from another cell phone number in order to get through to them. That's the reason I don't use Truecaller.
Okay, I didn't know. So Truecaller is actually quite strict.
Yes, and it's not always as accurate as you would want it to be. Sometimes it picks you up as a spam call just because, like I say, it's a VoIP number. And obviously, we can't have a cell phone line for every outgoing line in a business.
Yeah. So, okay, thank you so much, Max. A lot of great tips again from you. And Max is from Rian Yordan Digital Marketing, or RJDM. Thanks so much. This has been a very, very interesting and informative series with you.
It's always a pleasure, Ian.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs, are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Rian Yordan Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Riaan Jordaan Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Riaan Jordaan Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Riaan Jordaan Marketing. Your success is our priority.